But what kind of living stones will Pope Benedict discover at the start of this visit in Jordan? What kind of Christian presence will he find in Amman today, the capital of an overwhelmingly Muslim nation, where he'll be visiting a mosque and meeting with Muslim leaders, as well as with King Abdullah, believed to be a direct descendant of the Prophet Muhammad?
We have the dialogue of life, the daily life is shared among the Christians and their brothers, the Muslims.
Father Rifat Bader is spokesman in Jordan for the Latin Patriarchate, which oversees the Catholic Church there, as well as in Israel and the Palestinian territories. As organisers were putting the final touches on preparations for the Pope's arrival, I talked to Father Rifat about the many different churches and communities that make up the Christian presence in Jordan today.
We have 3% of this population are Christians. About 250,000 people are Christians, Jordanian Christians, but not all are living in Jordan because we have many people who immigrated from Jordan outside. They are living especially in the South America or in the United States. Now we have a good Catholic communities in Jordan, churches. We have especially the Latin Patriarchate of Jerusalem, which is present in Jordan. About 30 parishes are for the Latin Patriarchate. We have 24 schools, and we have many or some hospitals, clinics, committees who are working for the giving the social service for all the Jordanians. We have the Greek Melkite Church. Also, they have about 30 parishes. They have 15 schools. And we have also other Christian schools in Jordan for the Catholic churches, especially for the Melkite or for the religious congregations who are in Jordan. We have many religious congregations for men and women. We have especially the Rosary Sisters congregation. They have about 20 houses. They have 5 schools. And they have 1 hospital. This is about the Catholic presence in Jordan, but we have to know also that we have another communities who are not Jordanians, but who are living in Jordan, especially the Chaldean Church. We have about 20,000 people of Iraqi refugees who are living in Jordan. And they have their parish, they have their priest, but also the Catholic churches in general give services also for these refugees who came to live in Jordan after the war against Iraq in 91 and in 2003. We have also the Maronite Church. They have about 2,000 people who are from Lebanon, and they have a parish now, they have a priest. We have Armenian church, we have Syriac church with small numbers, but they are there. We have also the foreign nationalities, especially from America, from France, from Italy, from England. We have the Filipino workers also who work in Jordan. We have big numbers. We have about 8,000 Filipinos who are in Jordan. We have 6,000 of Sri Lanka who are working especially to give services at the houses.
So a very rich tapestry of different Christian churches and communities. What are the relations like between these different communities? We've seen so often the very strained relations between the Christian churches in Jerusalem. What is the situation like there in Jordan?
Well, we have a special council for the heads of churches in Jordan, which is formed by the bishops or the leaders of these churches in Jordan. And they are the official representatives for the churches or for the Christians in front of the government in dealing with the official issues. We have mutual respect between these churches. But we need to strengthen this collaboration and these relations to get better and better.
Thanks there to Father Rifat Bader, spokesman for the Catholic Church in Jordan during this papal visit.